Raleen Marks, a very, very good morning from Israel. How are you doing?
Good morning. It's a hot and humid one, but always, always, always good to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Raleen. So it's been a big week for the Labour Party in the UK. What made this whole discussion around anti-Semitism come back into the spotlight? Because it was there, then it kind of went quiet, and now it's back as a conversation.
Well, what is interesting, okay, we have been speaking about the anti-Semitism within the Labour Party for quite a while now, and expressing our dismay that Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the Labour Party, and that those in the upper echelon seem loath to do anything about it. I mean, I don't even think Jeremy Corbyn has acknowledged that there is anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. But, you know, he wasn't there at the time, Howard.
Of course
so, you know,
not.
What would he know?
No, absolutely.
You know, he just, you know, fell out the door and landed up having lunch with Hezbollah. It's strange how these kind of things seem to happen. But BBC Panorama, which is, I would liken it to maybe a carte blanche type show that does a lot of investigative journalism. They flighted quite a damning documentary against the Labour Party on Wednesday night, and at least eight whistleblowers came forward and spoke to producers describing the situation, saying that for them the situation had become so untenable that they were actually suffering nervous breakdowns. One of them said he actually contemplated suicide. I mean, this is pretty, pretty serious stuff. And apparently over the last couple of days, there are at least now 30 whistleblowers who've come out speaking against growing anti-Semitism within the Labour Party, how they are being treated, how those at the upper echelons of the party have not only disregarded their complaints, but actually have started to bully them, that it's a crisis. One of the members said, I joined the Labour Party because of my Jewish values, but being an unfortunate victim of a lot of anti-Semitism within the Labour Party, the stuff I'd never thought I'd receive in 2019, let alone in the party, I thought was anti-racist. I wouldn't say to a friend, go to a Labour Party meeting if you're Jewish. I couldn't do that to someone I cared about. Somebody else said it's absolute soul-destroying to be a member of the Labour Party and Jewish. Another one said the anti-Semitic abuse I received was what I was subjected to every single day, telling me Hitler was right, telling me Hitler did not go far enough. In Labour Party meetings, we've seen people engage in Holocaust denial, and that's terrifying for Jewish members. Now, of course, you've had the real Corbynites coming out saying that, you know, the people who blew the whistle are wimps. One saying that he's been accosted for carrying a Palestinian flag, and he didn't have a nervous breakdown or contemplate suicide, which of course is a horrible statement to make against somebody who's feeling that that they're so let down, so frustrated, and so depressed that they don't see another way out. So it's been quite damning. And the bizarre thing is when journalists tried to get a statement from Corbyn yesterday, he pulled, you know, the weirdest stunt. He came out of his home with, I think it was his sister-in-law and his wife, it was like a farce. You know, he turned around to his wife and, you know, yelled, are you ready? I think her name is Lucia. And then the sister-in-law started shouting in Spanish. It was just all very bizarre, very, very staged. His attempts to ignore journalists and answer any of their questions. But, you know, the public opinion is that it's long past Jeremy Corbyn's sell-by date. It's time for him to go, and that something needs to be done very, very seriously to deal with anti-Semitism at the highest levels of the Labour Party. And what has also been interesting is watching the threads and stuff on Twitter. A member of the Muslim community saying to a Corbynite, don't use Islamophobia to try and take attention off this. Anti-Semitism is a real problem and it needs to be dealt with. So all across the political spectrum, all across the social spectrum, people have said, you know, enough is enough. This kind of anti-Semitism has to stop and something has to be done about it.
What's interesting is now this is very, very mainstream. I mean, he cannot ignore it. You know, you can try and if the Jewish press and the Jewish media are dealing with it, it is, it's one aspect to it. And he can try and ignore it, hoping that it's going to stay within a constituency that is probably not or not, no longer his in any event, and nor does he care about it. But now that it's out in mainstream UK and it's a conversation that everybody's having across the board, and you've just quoted somebody, a Muslim, saying the same thing, and I happen to agree with that, because I think what that does is by trying to point fingers and create something about Islamophobia, what it does is actually it creates more Islamophobia, because this isn't, it's got nothing to do with it. It's anti-Semitism in its pure sense, and by bringing in that type of conversation, it makes people more angry, because people see that it is disingenuous. So it's a very, very unfair thing for him to do to his Muslim constituents as well. But that said, I mean, is there any thought, are we hearing any rumblings of what could happen within the Labour Party from now on and moving forward?
We haven't heard anything. We've heard the Labour Party, spokesperson or press on Twitter say that, you know, they condemn anti-Semitism. You know, it's the usual lip service. And we've also got those elements within Corbyn supporters like Momentum saying that, you know, it's obviously a conspiracy theory. I mean, they're trying to deal with this by taking on one of the most hideous anti-Semitic tropes. You know, it's a cabal that's responsible. It's a small group of people
that
are responsible.
Right, and that goes back to the issues of anti-Semitism.
Exactly. The issue of Labour Party not adopting the international Holocaust definition on anti-Semitism, that has also come up. And the issue of criticising Israel and members of other political parties have said, you know, you can we said ourselves in Israel, you can criticize policy, you can criticize Netanyahu, you can have a criticism whether or not you agree with occupation. Is there occupation? Is there no occupation? You can criticize certain treatment of minority communities. But what you cannot do, which is what the Labour Party have done, or certainly anti-Semitic issue elements within the Labour Party, is you cannot say Israel has no rights to exist. And there have been quite high-ranking MPs within the party who have said that. And one of the comments made to Jeremy Corbyn is that if you want to fix this, you need to come out and make a speech saying that you acknowledge Israel's right to exist as a sovereign state. And you don't have to talk about Netanyahu. You don't have to talk about anything else, but you have to acknowledge Israel's right to exist as a sovereign state, and he refuses to do that.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I want to move now across the pond, because the Democrats in the US are having similar types of issues, not at the same level within the party, but certainly it's become a problem. Tell us about that.
Okay, so we have what they call the three rookie congresswomen. We've had Ilhan Omar making comments in the media, on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. We know her comments about, you know, about the Benjamins. We've had Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, as she's known, talking about or comparing the horrendous detention camps to concentration camps and the controversy around there. Now we have Rashida Tlaib, who has made controversial comments over the last couple of months. You know, she's criticized Jews for having dual loyalty, but she claims to have a Palestinian identity, which is quite ironic. But last night she retweeted a tweet from an organization who are clearly in need of Hebrew lessons, because they took a picture of a sign outside a park in Afula that says that the park is only open to residents of Afula. It didn't say Jewish residents. It didn't say white residents. It didn't say Ethiopians and Palestinians are banned from entering the park. It said the park is open to Afula residents, which means that if I, Raleen Marks, who's a resident student of Modi in wants to go to the park in Afula, I probably won't be able to go. Okay. She tweeted this out to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, to the world, saying this is yet an example of Israel's apartheid policies, Israel's discrimination against Palestinians and Ethiopians, and she went on and on and on about that. Now, all I can say is, Rashida, please, you need to take Hebrew lessons. You need to take them like right this minute. In fact, anybody out there who's very, very good at teaching Hebrew, please offer Rashida Hebrew lessons immediately. And
it's crazy.
All this does.
Did, obviously, she must have received tremendous backlash on it.
Well, I have to cop to being one of those who've said to her, please, really, you know, you are perpetuating hatred, you are perpetuating division, and please go get yourself some Hebrew lessons.
It's just quite unbelievable. It's absolutely incredible that what is going on in the Democrat in their party. Look, they're fighting amongst themselves now. I see that there's allegations of racism that AOC is making against Pelosi. So they are just decimating their own party, which is very, very disappointing actually, because it's just become, you know, the minute somebody, if everybody that outside the party who disagrees with you is racist and a bigot and you need to shut down, then the minute somebody within the party disagrees with you, you're going to go the same way as well. So that's going to be the discussion. It will rip that party apart. And these three women, unfortunately, as you said, who they're calling the rookies, are given an enormous amount of airtime, and it really is becoming a huge problem.
Well, they've just, you know, proven everybody's mistrust in them. And as you say, any time they are criticized, they play the racism card, which is really discriminatory to people who do face discrimination based on the racism.
Well, that's the problem, is because then no one takes it seriously when there is a real issue. And there are many, many real issues of racism that need to be confronted. But if somebody disagrees with you, that isn't racism necessarily. And that's a very, very big problem.
And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but if you're new to something much bigger than yourself, maybe take a minute to learn your mentors how to do things properly. Just saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. I can't believe how quickly this time goes when we're chatting, Rolene Marks. It's already 8 o'clock. I really don't know what happened there. I did want to talk to you about another story, but we are out of time. Thank you, as always, for the conversation. And I'm traveling next week, and you're traveling next week. Although I'm going to see some real wild animals, and you off gallivanting around the world.
Well, I'll tell Her Majesty the Queen, I'll send her your regards if you send the King of the Jungle my regards. And I guess time flies when you're having fun, and I always have too much fun talking to you.
All right. Likewise. Rolene Marks, thank you as always. You have a fantastic weekend.